A recent dressing room policy update states Hockey Canada requires all participants to wear minimum attire in a dressing room or in dressing environments where more than one participant is present. However, this policy is both in its early stages and nothing new, according to several local hockey associations. Hockey Canada's policy change affects all associations under its umbrella, but may be targeted at some more than others, in the opinion of Dan Gillies, Grand River Mustangs president. Gillies says while the Mustangs are working with higher-ups to plan this change out, most of it won't radically shift things from how they are right now.
We're working very closely with our governing body, the Ontario Women's Hockey Association, to talk about what this looks like and how do we implement this. When you do read through the policy, you'll find out probably we're doing 95 to even 99% of everything that's in this policy already. So it's not new, but we'll work with the OWHA to make improvements.
Gillies also cautions in this situation, patience is a virtue.
I think everybody just needs to be patient. The policy's come out. There's a lot of questions. It's good to have questions. We'll make sure that we work through our governing body to implement these appropriately. You know, the Mustangs have a very diverse set of trainers and healthcare professionals in our organization. We'll definitely leverage them for their experience.
Another rule in the new legislation was the rule of two, that a minimum of two trained supervisors must be in a minor hockey dressing room at all times. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.